When a disaster happens, a government's level of preparedness is tested. But who's there to help ensure the state is prepared? Tina Titzy is the director of the South Dakota Office of Emergency Management, and she's here to give us an update of what we're seeing on the ground. Tina, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you for having me on today.
So, Tina, we had you back. I mean, we're glad to have you back, but we had you on the show in spring to talk about the flooding around the state, and I'm curious, what we're seeing this time, is it a lot of the same, or is there anything that's happening different?
Sure. The situation has definitely compounded since spring. We just continue to see the heavy rains plague all across the state, particularly in the eastern part of South Dakota, along with some of the tornadoes as well. So what's happened in the spring has just continued through summer and now into fall.
So, Tina, I want to talk safety. A big part of preparedness is how citizens can be prepared. And I guess, what can you say in regard to that?
Sure. We always want individuals to pay attention to the weather, make sure that you're tuned in to what the weather is doing in your area especially. We definitely still have chances for heavy rains, even though we are entering fall. And it's just really important that individuals stay aware of those situations. And also for their safety, they need to stay aware of what is occurring with the roads along those areas, too. So it's important that they know which areas they can safely travel. And for sure, do not drive through flooded waters. It's not worth the risk of your life and that of your loved ones to get stranded or hurt going through flood waters.
Are there certain areas of the state you suggest South Dakotans avoid still, or I guess if the rain starts to accumulate again and we see a lot of precipitation, that they should be aware that are likely to stay out of?
Yes. It is important that they pay attention to 511. That application or calling them really is the best available information. Our South Dakota DOT is very quick to update that for roads, and the road conditions are changing really every day. They're still developing, especially when additional rains fall. There is additional closures. They work very hard to get them open, as seen with the Interstate 90. It is down to one-lane traffic, but we are able to move traffic through there, and that is because of the work of DOT and using some pumps from our office to remove some of that water and keep it open. So pay attention to 511 if you're going out on the roads.
I'm curious, Tina, is a response to an area, a smaller community, say where we saw the flooding out in Mitchell region, is that different from a response to an area like Sioux Falls?
Certainly. Sioux Falls is an area that has a lot of resources, and they are able to really handle what needs they have. We do often help some of the smaller communities more frequently than some of our larger towns. And so we work with the county emergency manager just depending on what needs they have. And then either our office assists them, for example, the pumps. We do have some large PTO-driven pumps that we loan out to different communities. Or we work with other state agencies, whether it be Department of Transportation, Environment and Natural Resources. A good example for them is they did work with the Brant Lake area. And they were able to work with those locals with some oil that had tipped over from a drum into rising waters on the lake there. And they were able to work then with an environmental consultant and the locals to make sure that that was contained and safe. So we definitely do help smaller communities more than the larger ones, but we're available to assist anyone who's in need.
Awesome. Okay, so what do you think have been the biggest things that we've learned this year, and what are some of the bigger things that we as citizens and communities can do to be prepared the next time something like this happens?
Certainly. So what we've learned, I guess, this year is that heavy rains do happen in South Dakota, and they can continually happen, and we can see those large rain events like in Mitchell, over 7 inches, and in the Madison area over 11 inches in 48 hours. So as citizens, again, pay attention to the weather. Make sure that you're keeping your property safe. Things in the spring that we always talk about is cleaning out your gutters and making sure that you have proper drainage around your home. With communities, we work with them on mitigation projects. So maybe there's an area that continually floods, and we really try to work with them to mitigate that before the next season, the next potential disaster can hit. So that might mean enlarging a culvert, things like that. So again, as citizens, watch your own property. Make sure that you're doing what you can to drain the water away from the structure of your home. And just always staying in contact with your emergency manager if you do have damages to your home. Because right now we are tracking those damages, and we want individuals to reach out either to their emergency manager or to the 211 line, which is available in a great portion of eastern South Dakota. Report their damages.
And what kind of impact has the severe weather this year had on the state budget?
Sure. Well, we're lucky in South Dakota in that we do have a disaster fund, and when we do have these large incidents, we are able to utilize the disaster fund to assist communities that are in immediate response mode. So what we do is we deal with the situation, and then we work with FEMA. So we've already had four separate disasters that we've done assessments on in 2019. And that information is sent up then to the governor's office, reviewed against different criteria, and then sent on for a federal disaster declaration. So we do have one declared. It included 58 counties, and we have three currently pending, and then this current one that's still ongoing because of the ongoing floodwaters and the river gauges that are still high. This is still an ongoing incident. So we have the potential for five total disasters to be declared if approved federally.
And is the cost burden predominantly held on the state, or does that go to the communities themselves?
If it is a federally declared disaster, then 75% of the cost would be FEMA or federal. Then we generally have 10% cost to the state and then 15% to that local entity. So it's split across, but the biggest burden is federally.
And how large is that disaster fund, and how does it get rebuilt?
Sure. So the disaster fund, we are able to spend into the negative. Again, that is something that we're lucky to have in South Dakota as a tool in our response. So we spend the funds as needed so we can quickly respond and aren't delayed helping the communities. And then we go the next year to the legislative session and ask for an appropriation to get that back to the black, back positive.
Awesome. Well, and then where should I go if I am one of those citizens looking to mitigate risks? Last little bit I have with you here.
Sure. So contact their county emergency manager. That's always an individual that can assist them, whether it's a question, reporting damages, or perhaps as a township individual or community, they have a mitigation project in mind. Start with the county emergency manager, and then they'll work with the appropriate person within the state office of emergency management, and we'll assist them.
Awesome. Tina Titzy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.